Good evening, and welcome to Mystery Theater. On our next program, we shall have the frightening story of a young man with an unsatisfiable appetite, entitled, Yummy, 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 I've Got Jimmy in My Tummy. Give a listen.
What's this lasso doing lying directly in the middle of this here sidewalk?
I don't know, but look, it goes right into that basement window.
I wonder what would happen if I sort of just like stood right in the middle of it like this.
Gee, I don't know, Tommy.
Pretty scary stuff, but the terror's only just beginning.
I was gonna try to puke, but I'd gotten so immensely obese over the past few days that my fat, stubby little fingers wouldn't fit into my mouth. Then, I started to belch. Then again, then another belch. Belching and belching, I couldn't shut up. Every sound I made was a belch. I tried to scream, but a belch came out instead. A neighbor who heard the belching came over to offer me some Pepto-Bismol.
Here's some Pepto-Bismol. I thought that might help your... Gee, you're fat. I mean, I haven't seen you in a couple of days, but you got really fat. Dude, what's that smell like?
I had guts in my breath. She recognized the stench. She put two and two together and suddenly realized I was the definite cause of all the missing persons in the neighborhood.
Oh yes, you ask for horror and we deliver. But the plot thickens even more. Listen.
So now I'm stuck in this place for life. They say I'm crazy. I think they're just jealous because I know what good food is. Now most of the time I spend my days here in this little rubber room.
But to give all the inmates here a little chores to do.
I'm the cook. I'm the cook. I'm the cook. I'm the cook.
Yes, a chilling tale if I've ever heard one. That's Monday night at 12 o'clock. Mystery Theater.